Well, what does it take to become a Division I football quarterback and then make it to the NFL?
Wow.
In many cases, it'll take a dad and a mom who can help you get there.
And
show you
talent
what it
and hard work.
Yeah, well, those things, obvious. Those go without saying, I would say.
Yes.
Colt McCoy joins us. His book is called Growing Up Colt. He's a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. He was a two-time Heisman Trophy runner-up for the University of Texas Longhorns. Colt, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a heck of a transition from the NCAA to the NFL, and you weren't even expected to start. And last year, suddenly you got thrust into the spotlight with the Browns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a very challenging year, but lots of experience was gained unexpectedly, and really looking forward to this year.
So, Colt, your book is called Growing Up Colt, A Father, A Son, and A Life in Football. Tell us about that father-son relationship.
Yeah, we have a great relationship. I was definitely privileged to have my mom and dad so supportive growing up. And I was skeptical of writing a book at first. Normally, you kind of get a free pass to write a book after you win a Super Bowl or you do something pretty extraordinary. That obviously hasn't happened to me yet. But we were approached several times to write something together. And when the right thing came along, we decided to do it. Our full intent of writing this book is to really hope that it will help somebody else and help kids or help parents or help coaches along the way.
Colt, let me ask you, you drifted off the phone there. You sound like you're about 40 yards away from the phone. I don't know if it's... there you go. Now it sounds like you're a little closer again.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you so much. We almost lost you there. And this is important. I mean, I've heard your story a number of times how big of a part your parents played in your life and your faith and all of these things have taken you where you are today.
That's right. That's right. The cool part is having my dad in the book and my mom's mentioned several times and the principles that they used to really raise me growing up. The title kind of says it all. It's not a book that's saying, I'm perfect or our family's perfect or we did everything the right way. It's just hopefully it will help and people can learn something from us and apply it to their lives and be better people.
Well, Colt, I'm looking at your picture here and your baby blue eyes, and I have to wonder that when your mom was holding you and your parents were deciding to name you and they named you Colt, did they actually fully intend for you to grow up to be a football player?
I don't think so. Both my parents were athletes. My dad was my football coach, so I don't think they're disappointed, but early in growing up, I'm not sure if they knew that was going to happen.
Well, it's interesting. I saw a quote that said he was your life coach before he was your football coach.
Yeah, my dad and I are really close. And I think that's one of the many reasons that I've had the opportunities that I've had and had the success that I've had so far. I'm very, very thrilled and happy to have had such great parents and people around me growing up that have really pushed me to be the best that I can be.
Well, Colt, I see that you're a member of the Church of Christ and your faith is very important to you. Has that been something that's been kind of, tough to hold on to or to advocate in that environment of football? I mean, we normally don't think of football players as being sort of straight arrow kind of guys.
Yeah, that's a great question. My faith is obviously the most important thing. I play football because I feel like I'm doing what I'm called to do and I'm blessed to do it and I have the opportunity to play the sport that I love. But that doesn't mean that your faith has to change or because you do something you have to kind of adjust. Faith will always play an important role in my life. It's the most important thing. And whether you're a school teacher, businessman, whatever you do in life, and it just so happens that I play football. My faith is still the most important thing.
So, Colt, when your teammates are going out and carousing and, some people would say, boys being boys, with your faith being such an important part of your life, do you feel kind of like left out? Do your teammates kind of think you're square? How does that work?
Not necessarily. I'm never claiming to be perfect by any means, but, I think, I learned a lesson when I was real young is you don't ride the fence. You pick a side and you're all in for all that entails and all that matters. And that's what I try to do. Guys know who I am and what I stand for. And like I said, I'm by far not claiming to have made it or be perfect or, you know, I'm always do the right thing. But, you know, I strive to and I try to do the best that I can do when I know what's right and wrong.
All right, got a couple of football questions for you. First, I'll just do them in order, I suppose. But national championship game, UT versus Alabama, you get hurt very, very early in the game. That had to be bothersome standing on the sidelines like that.
Yeah, that was a very tough and challenging time. We go into a pretty good detail about it in the book together. But you work so hard for something your entire life, and to have it taken away, you know, right at the beginning of the game, you know, it's a very hard pill to swallow. And it's one of those hard things that you kind of have to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and keep going. And that's what I try to do.
All right. Now, second question is, are we going to have a 2011 NFL season?
Well, I certainly hope so. It seems like all the reports we're getting right now are really positive. And, you know, I, as soon as a fair deal is presented, I hope that we can get this thing settled and get back to work. Speaking for our team and our organization, you know, we realize how much work we need to do. We have a new head coach with a new offensive coordinator and new defensive coordinator. So we need as much time as we can get.
Yeah. Well, you got plenty of time right now. I the season's about to open, if it does open at all. And I wish you the best of everything and good luck this year. You know, it's interesting and watching what happened during the draft when you were picked. You got picked third round. Sam Bradford picked the first guy picked. Were you feeling like, well, wait a second, why aren't I up there in the first round?
Well, looking back, I totally understand. You know, with a shoulder injury and that can throw up some serious question marks, especially on your throwing shoulder. You know, throwing is kind of what I do for a living, playing mm-hmm. quarterback. So you have to just accept that and be thankful for the opportunity that you get. And you know, once you get that opportunity, make the most of it. And you know, that's certainly what I'm trying to do.
So, Colt, one final question before we go. You got married in 2010, just last year, to a very beautiful girl, Rachel. And question, any chance that you guys might be starting a family? Your book is called Colt, A Father and Son. Are you having any plans to continue on the line?
Well, I hope so someday. I hope I'm blessed with a lot of kids. Right now, it's definitely not in the plans. We want to wait a while, enjoy some time together.
Look for the book, Growing Up Colt, A Father, A Son, A Life in Football. Colt McCoy, Cleveland Brown quarterback. Thank you so much, Colt. We appreciate it.
Thank you.